You're listening to the Medics Impact Podcast, giving you the tips you need to be successful along the path to professional opportunities. Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to the third episode of the Medics Impact Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Bogue, the editor-in-chief of the Medics Career Impact blog. On today's episode, we're talking all about resumes. More specifically, the most common resume mistakes. To help us, we'll be joined by Medics recruiter Nicole. She has a ton of experience reviewing resumes, so she can help us identify some of the most common resume mistakes. And she also has great insights on tips for reviewing and revising your own resume, so you won't want to miss our interview. Now, I know, on the surface, writing your resume seems like it should be an easy thing to do, right? After all, who knows the ins and outs of your career better than you? However, if you've ever found yourself suddenly looking for a new job, you probably know that writing a resume is easier said than done. I mean, right off the bat, how do you sum up everything you've learned and accomplished in previous roles in just a few quick bullet points? And after you put all of that together, how can you be sure that you're following the unwritten rules of the professional resume? From designs to layouts to everything in between, it can be a lot to take on. And if Glassdoor's reporting is correct, on average, it appears that corporate job openings can attract more than 250 resumes. And of that group, only 4 to 6 people will be called back in for an interview. So the stress can be extremely high as a job seeker, and you might not be sure what should go into your resume. Thankfully, we're here to relieve some of the stress and point out some of the most common mistakes to avoid. Right off the bat, one that I would like to share is the importance of mixing in exciting action verbs into your resume. You might know this, you're going through your resume and you're trying to list your experience, and you feel yourself getting repetitive, using kind of bland terminology to describe the things you do. One phrase that gets used a whole bunch is responsible for. You're explaining something you do in your role and you say, I was responsible for blank. I was responsible for making copies. I was responsible for recording a podcast. Unfortunately, the repetition of this boring phrase really tells your employer, potential employer, interviewer, recruiter, very little about what you actually did, and it does very little to capture their attention. Instead, an action verb like, say, adapt or reach can say a whole lot more about what you did in a specific role or through an experience. So without further ado, I would like to present to you some of my favorite action verbs to use on a resume.
Action, action, action. Verbs for your resume.
Kickstart. Transform. Write. Grow. Build. Connect.
Action, action, action. Verbs for your resume.
All right, today for our special guest, we have with us Nicole, a recruiter at Medics. Hey, Nicole, how's it going?
Hey, Andy, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for joining the podcast today.
No problem. I'm excited.
So really first, right off the bat, just to give our listeners a little context, how long have you been recruiting with Medics?
So I've been recruiting with Medics in a few different capacities, but it's been about 2.5 years now.
Oh, wow. And okay, I'm sure over the course of, you know, that time you've seen your fair share of resumes, right?
Absolutely. More than I want to admit.
So, you know, I'm sure you see all these resumes and, you know, maybe they start blending together. You know, some certainly stand out. But, mm-hmm. you know, if you've seen it all, what do you think from your experience are some of the most common resume mistakes that you see, you know, come past your desk?
Yeah, so I set up a couple hours of chunks during my day to just go through resumes and click through, you know, hundreds of resumes. So I see a lot of different mistakes. I would say the most common one would be just typos and grammatical errors. You'd be surprised at the little things that you miss when you are staring at a piece of paper, you know, constructing your resume for hours. Another thing that you see a lot would be either too much or too little information. you know, as a recruiter, I want to get a good idea of what you've done in your past. So you have to give me enough, but realistically, I'm not going to scroll through, you know, 4 or 5 pages of a resume and kind of read about your whole life story. I just don't quite have time for all of that. So, you know, finding kind of the amount that's just right is really important. And then also just formatting errors. You know, you want to make sure that your resume is just simple and easy to read. I probably spend, honestly, 10 seconds looking at each resume. So, you know, the important information needs to pop out on the page, and it needs to be, you know, formatted in an easy way to read.
Wow. Talk about speed reading. I feel like that's like a superpower to be able to review a resume that quickly. But to your point, I mean, the too much or too little information, that is sort of situational and based on the candidate and the position that they're applying for, right? But some of these other errors, mm-hmm. when you're talking about grammar or formatting errors, seem like maybe they're being translated as a careless mistake to a recruiter, right? When you're seeing that that much information and that many resumes come by, a silly little mistake is going to really stick out to you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I hate to say it, but it does translate as, you know, maybe this candidate struggles with attention to detail. So if that's important for the job, it's amazing, you know, what a difference it can make.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, just taking that extra step to review your materials is so important. And, you know, along those, you know, guidelines, you know, you hear a lot these best practices for resumes, and everyone's got their own tricks. But we wanted to ask you, like, what were your top tips for job seekers? You know, if they're looking to really dig into their resumes and fix some of these errors, like, what can they do to avoid some of these common mistakes?
Yeah, so the first thing I always recommend, going along with, you know, catching some of those grammatical and formatting errors, get as many eyes on your resume as you can. You know, friends, family members, mentors, send it to everyone that you know so that they're able to look over it as well, and catch some of those little things that you may have just missed because, like I said, you've been looking at it for hours and you start to go cross-eyed. That's one of the easiest things to do is just get the feedback from others that you trust. You know, also I mentioned that I really only spend about 10 to 15 seconds on each resume that I skim. So channel your inner recruiter, you know, take a look at your resume at a quick glance and make sure that the important information that you want to get across to a recruiter catches your eye. You know, make sure that your format is easy to read. That's really important. You know, we talked about the too much or too little information. My advice here, and like you mentioned, you know, there are different ideas for different ways to format your resume, but the structure that I enjoy looking at would be to list first and foremost just your place of employment. I typically bold that. Right under that, list your job title. So the job title that you held at that place of employment, I typically put that in italics to make it easier to read and stand out a little bit. Underneath that, put the month and the years that you were there. Now, the month is important. It's important to know as a recruiter how long they were there. It could just be if you have listed 2016 to 2017, I don't really know how long you were there. It could be 3 months. It could be 9 months, and that makes a big difference. So include the month and the year that you were at that place of employment. And then here's the important part when it comes to, you know, the content. So I always suggest 2 to 4 bullet points underneath explaining what you did at that job. And you want to pick the most important things that you did in that role. The most important thing that you did, make sure you put that as your first bullet. Because again, as a recruiter, when I'm looking at your resume for 10 to 15 seconds, I'm going to look at those first 2 bullet points, and that's probably all I'm going to get to at first glance. So make sure that those really are, you know, reflective of what you did in that role. Another thing is also I would suggest starting your bullets with an action verb. I know a lot of people are pretty familiar with that, but also keep the tense of those verbs consistent. So either keep it in past tense or present tense throughout your entire resume. And I would say those are some of the important tips that are really easy and quick to change that can make a really big difference in your resume.
Yeah, those all seem to speak towards that idea, like you said, of you know, looking at your resume with fresh eyes, right? I know mm-hmm. the exact feeling that you're talking about where, you know, if you're unemployed for any amount of time, you know that you have to have a resume and you've got an idea of what yours is going to look like, and you keep reviewing it and you keep making these minor tweaks, and at some point it's like hypnosis where you're just seeing black and white swirl together and it's really hard to see it. So you're right. I mean, the more people you can get involved, the more different ways you can look at it, the better chance you have of cutting down on some of that clutter and really making what's important stand out, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I get the question a lot about, you know, should you keep your resume to one page? This is a very common question. And personally, you know, this is opinion, but personally, I think the one page resume that's in the past, you know, you can go to 2 pages, especially when you have 10 years of work experience. But my suggestion here is just make sure to only put relevant information to the job that you're seeking on your resume. So, you know, if you had that customer service job in high school, and now you're seeking something that, you know, does not quite translate and you don't think that it adds much value to your resume, it's okay to take it off. You can always bring it up in an interview, and in conversation, but make sure that what's on your resume is relevant. And I would say keep it to 2 pages at most.
Okay, yeah, that's great advice. I know even a couple of years ago, I was, you know, I was looking for information on resumes, and I was hearing one, I was hearing two, and you go back and forth. But you know, it sounds to me like whatever is going to be most impactful for the position you're looking for, that's what you're supposed to include, right?
Absolutely.
Well, great. You know, if we wanted to kind of consolidate the information that you just brought to the table here and give a final piece of advice for job seekers, what would be that? What would be your top advice for the job seeker out there that's looking to get better with their resume today?
So, you know, my piece of advice would be, there's a lot of opinions out there. You know, utilize them. Definitely, you know, look at different templates and look at other people's resumes and figure out how to construct it. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's your resume. You have to be happy with how it looks. So, you know, use your own opinion as well as you're constructing your resume. You have to be proud of it. It is telling the story of your life and your employment. So that would be what I would say.
I like that so much, Nicole. Yeah, be proud of your resume.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for joining the podcast today, Nicole. This is a ton of great information, and we're happy you could chat with us for a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Andy.
Thanks for listening to the Medics Impact Podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and access our full catalog of professional development articles on the Medics Career Impact blog.